St. John of the Cross, Episode 1. One of the great contributions of St. John of the Cross to spiritual teaching is his treatment of some of the more difficult and confusing aspects of the prayer journey. He gives voice to a common experience in the opening verse of his famous poem, The Spiritual Canticle. Where have you hidden, beloved, and left me moaning? You fled like the stag after wounding me. I went out calling you, but you were gone.
In this first stanza, the soul, enamoured of the Word, her bridegroom, the Son of God, longs for union with him through clear and essential vision. She records her longings of love and complains to him of his absence, especially since his love wounds her. Through this love, she went out from all creatures and from herself, and yet she must suffer her beloved's absence, for she is not freed from mortal flesh, as the enjoyment of him in the glory of eternity requires. Accordingly, she says, "Where have you hidden?" So this thirsting soul might find her bridegroom and be united with him in this life, through union of love, insofar as possible. So she might slake her thirst with the drop of him that can be received in this life. It would be well for us to answer for her bridegroom, since she asks him, and point out the place where he is most surely hidden. It should be known that the Word, the Son of God, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, is hidden by his essence and his presence in the innermost being of the soul. Individuals who want to find him should leave all things through affection and will, enter within themselves in deepest recollection, and let all things be as though not. St. Augustine, addressing God, said, "I did not find you without, Lord, because I wrongly sought you without who were within." God, then, is hidden in the soul, and there the good contemplative must seek him with love.